Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
I don't have a lot of people that would specialize in this, but I can provide a space, access to computers if you desire, and I can provide an assisting researcher who could help document. I rolled a die. You got really unlucky on my number, Jeff.
Yeah, I guess.
Roll a d4 for how many people are going to help.
Could have done. Yeah.
You only got a one, big guy.
Yep.
I know the sound of that die roll.
If he had passed his luck roll, it may have been a bigger die.
Yeah. Still would have rolled a one, though.
Hey, that's the way the pyramid tumbles, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
You worthless bastard.
I mean, it is someone.
Someone you'll definitely get to know intimately before you have to shoot them in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Hey, that means we only got to kill one, I guess.
If they go crazy, you just have them committed. Nobody has to die. Problem solved.
I wonder how many sanitariums are left.
We just shoot up the museum and then put the gun in his hand.
Well, it looks like we're going to have lots of time.
Just need to scope out the CCTV and if there is one in the museum, so that way you know you can before you cap people.
That reminds me, I bought Hitman, the VR version on Steam. Ooh. When it was on sale. I'm dying to get in my Oculus.
That sounds fun.
You're just walking around, I imagine that would be a lot of fun.
Director Almirza takes you to a young female researcher, late 20s, early 30s. He says, this keeps auto-correcting the Iraqi names. And I'm like, that doesn't look like what I wrote.
Bob.
This is, yeah, exactly. It's like, Nadira, this is Professor Susan Hastings. She has some interesting research to show you. Nadira is one of our foremost experts in Akkadian, particularly pieces in and around the time frame that we expect the tablets that you have. Nadira, she will be, Susan and her team will be utilizing, and he points out a conference room, blah, 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 whatever, but sets you up. Nadira says, yes, I'm happy to help. What do you have?
She'll pull out the tablet and start showing her images.
Oh my. This is fascinating. Yes, I believe you are correct. I believe that this is these are tablets winds unknown to Adad. This is definitely looks like a slightly different version from what we have here in the museum. It would take some time. Do you have these tablets?
Yes.
Yes. Please, if you'd like to bring them in, I would be happy to help you however I can.
Yeah, the family that owns them will parse them out to us so that we can work our way through them. Okay. As we get through some, we'll take some back. We'll bring more in.
So are Olsem, Hastings, and Kazim all working now out of the Baghdad Museum for the foreseeable future? Is that kind of what you're doing?
Trying to get some valuable intel out of these tablets.
I would like for Olsen, while she's there, to set up surveillance of our work area.
She could do that.
Yeah. I think that's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
It may take some time, but you're going to be here for a while, so I don't think that that's a problem.
Right. But if anybody else gets in here and messes with these, we want to know who it is.
Sure. So how would Olsen ask about the Elder Sign without talking about the Elder Sign?
Ask who?
Well, this assistant, for one thing. Like, I'd be very interested to know if this symbol has ever shown up.
Draw it for her and see how she reacts.
That's not what I want to do.
So are you also simultaneously working out of a hotel then?
We would keep the majority of our stuff elsewhere.
Okay.
and we would bring in as were as needed.
Because what we did have, at least couldn't we tell how they were chronicled, like in an order?
The cases were numerical, I thought, and sequential.
Yeah, I thought they were. I thought there was some kind of journal.
There was a journal for like all of them.
Yeah, that details them.
Yeah.
So
do either Olson or Kazim probably read Arabic, right?
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I'm taking some notes for things in the future.
All the languages.
I think Hastings would spend some time
something to
going
keep in
through
mind.
That journal before
Jennifer bringing also does
the
speak Kurdish.
Tablets in here.
So she could help Nasser with meeting with the Kurds.
Nice.
I don't know why we didn't think of that before.
Maybe that can be the next thing they do.
Yeah.
Why does it keep tabs? Oh, because it's an Excel spreadsheet.
And I'm hoping this pays off.
It keeps
off,
flipping to numbers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this pays off.
But if it doesn't.
Yeah. Rassam's was a bust. That's one down.
We got to think of
something sorry, what was your question, Jeff? You said Hastings was going to spend some time, and then they started talking, and I was
trying
to pay attention.
Spend some time on the journal before the tablets get here.
So, one of the things that is made evident, it takes some days to figure this out, but basically it's going to probably be a week at a time or whatever as information is parsed out. There are Arabic translations with the tablets, which is what you know. the Arabic helps dramatically in the translation because it's a lot of his ideas. This is first. This is next. I'm missing this one. We need this one. It is incredibly helpful in any attempt at translation and organization. They hint at bizarre history and ritual.
What do?
The notes.
Okay.
They don't spell anything out, but they're like, this ritual is incomplete or... Can this history be cross-referenced? Like, the keywords are clearly like,
okay,
there is some shit in this book.
I mean, I guess we should define our search parameters for it. I mean, specifically, we want to look up... Well, I mean, we are looking for ritualistic...
What other sweet, sweet magics can we find in the winds unknown to a dot?
Well, we need basically Father of War banishment or Father of War conceal or something.
Containment, yeah.
Containment, yeah.
Mischief managed.
How many goats?
I think this was Jennifer.
You think what was Jennifer?
Jennifer gets a phone.
Oh, Jesus. Yep, it's Jennifer.
Hello.
Thank you.
I don't remember what she did per se. I don't know if it was...
She fucked a roll.
Yeah, no, we've dealt with that fucking of the roll.
Okay.
Jennifer reached out about the slayings and the timeline and a few other things to see what sort of intelligence was noted. I don't remember if that was to the CIA or not.
Yeah, she was trying to task the satellites.
We were trying to get satellite imagery.
Specifically. So that was to Irene then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So then you are talking to Irene.
Yeah.
I have some intel for you.
Okay.
Since you were asking about some odd events, in the latter week of March, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Some stuff I can cross-reference for you. It appears that these sort of killings and disappearances that you're interested in, particularly in the week between 23 March and 29 March, those would have been those investigations, you know, ISIL looking into it, would have been assigned to Amn al-Dawla, coincidentally under the command of al-Jabiri. There is some connection in terms of these investigations to something that happened at the ruins of Nineveh on March 30th. I don't know what it is, but that's where some sort of battle there, some sort of firefight.
What was the name of the site again?
Nineveh.
Ruins of Nineveh.
I have no idea why al-Jabiri is connected, but he obviously is a high priority target for us. So I appreciate the tip.
Yeah, no problem. Figured if there's a chance to get him, might as well.
It would be detrimental to Amn al-Dawla. And it appears that you are also closely connected to him in some way. Whatever your ritualistic killings or disappearances that you're looking into, tie back to him.
Tie back to al-Jabiri?
Yeah. Well, he would have been the one investigating these disappearances. And it doesn't appear like they were investigated very well. And like I said, something happened in Nineveh on March 30th.
Yeah. So then would we know where Nineveh is based off of the location of the
it's inside
it's
a, Mosul.
It's in Mosul.
Got you.
I assumed it was one of
in
the
Mosul.
Okay.
Does that correlate with one of the attacks that we knew about?
March 30th? Not as far as I'm aware.
No, I've got them up. We've got one.
There is one on,
yes,
on
the ruins of Nineveh. Police and military units were ordered out of the area by the head of Amnadalawa in Mosul, Ahmed al-Jabiri.
So basically what you can correlate there is these disappearances and attacks would have been correlated, would have been investigated by al-Jabiri as the head of Amnadalawa. There was a firefight on March 30th at the Nineveh ruins, and he ordered, what was it, police and counterintelligence agents or something like
police
that.
Police and military out, military units.
So he came in.
So then who was the firefight with?
Special units. Nineveh. If you look up Nineveh, Nineveh is like a...
It's a ruin.
Yeah.
It's a ruined holy place.
We might be dealing with another faction here.
Either that or the firefight was these guys shooting at the monster. And it wasn't actually a firefight, but one-sided guns attacking whatever that was.
I mean, that's still a firefight. But if he ordered out police and military, who was doing the shooting?
We need to... Are two that are still with the refugees.
Landry and Jennifer.
We need to ask about followers for the father of war.
We
were assuming that the only thing making these attacks were the thing itself.
Right.
Now, mythical monsters do not use guns.
Right. No, I'd thought about that before. Like the ones who disappeared weren't found dead. Like a join up or die speech. If it's gathering followers like that, I don't know.
Like, would this ancient thing even speak a current language that...
It may not have to.
Yeah.
Like, if it's the representation of a god or something that's an ancient following that has an underground cult presence, its very existence could mean an uprising. So.
And something else that I think is to point out that it would connect for your characters if it's not something that connects with you guys already. So I'll just throw it out there. That site was monitored by ISIL soldiers who reported to al-Jabiri. Rassam's home was occupied outside Mosul by a force that called al-Jabiri. So you can now document that the person, al-Jabiri, is the person who would have investigated and looked into these disappearances. That he ordered individuals from a site of a firefight. And then at some point he put ISIL soldiers on the ground at Rassam's where the shit is,
but didn't do anything with the shit.
Correct.
Cause it was contained, at least that he thought.
Well, right. But al-Jabiri being ISIL, they would want that stuff destroyed.
You're assuming that he is ISIL.
I mean, he's working with ISIL.
Doesn't mean
that's where his motives are.
That's true. But the guys that he stuck there to watch it, they were ISIL.
What?
I'm smelling something.
Yeah, it smells like something burning.
Yeah, it smells like burning.
I smell it too. Smoke of some kind. I don't know if a candle got blew out or something, but...
Oh, maybe. She had a candle going up there.
I'll go look, but I bet that's it.
Yeah.
You guys keep going. You're on a good thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet so. She burned out.
Okay, so al-Jabiri is connected to this somehow.
Right.
How?
So if there is...
Stopping information of it about it getting out because it's counterintelligence.
If there is a following for this thing, a group of people, perhaps he's a leader. Perhaps he's using his position to cover up things.
It's possible, yeah.
So I say, if we can ask the refugees, because if this was a following, of course, it'd be whispered about in the streets and
right.
People going into the dark corners to worship the unholy god or whatever. I'm sure word of mouth will get through to those people.
When they were talking to the refugees, he said that they were getting a bunch of mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that pointed specifically to something called the Father of War or anything like that?
Not that we were given.
No. I wonder if there's actual research we could do into the Father of War. Is it documented somewhere in history or mythology?
I thought we'd already tried to do that partly.
I'm not sure.
Wasn't there another name, though? Something that we heard.
I mean, the Throne of Blood.
No.
Are you talking about Azathoth that was on the knife?
No. Something coming out of... I think it maybe was the first time we actually spoke with refugees or something. They mentioned another name. I can't remember.
You talking about the guy who was the head of the religious police?
No. In reference to the Father of War.
Oh.
Like something that they had called him.
I know I have Deltarune notes in here.
It's also why I gave you the Discord, so you could take notes in there, too.
Yeah.
Abu Harb. Is that what you're talking about?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
Might be, but it...
I'm not even sure what it means. Oh, it's the translation. Okay. The translation of Father of War.
So correct. So a little tip, I started the notes for Iconoclast on my Apple Notes on my iPad, but my account is shared with my boys on their iPads, and I wasn't realizing that they have access to my notes. So my notes were replaced with some damn recipe for cookies that Arthur saved. So, yeah.
OPSEC, you son of a bitch. Somewhere out there, somebody who wanted shared a recipe for fucking cookies, some 12-year-old is reading the Dakotic manuscript now.
Yep, unfortunately.
God damn it. Jeff, that's a Delta Green scenario we need to write now. Like, can you imagine that like someone's researching some shit they're not supposed to, and like or even that they're supposed to, and they come home and something like connects to the Wi-Fi or fucking airdrops to somebody else.
Okay.
Like, I'm just thinking about what the hell it was. The woman who, what actress, was it Scarlett Johansson or whatever, that got, like, her nudes stolen over airdrop or something at the Academy Awards? Who was it?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, that's yeah. Who it is. Yeah. Like, a situation like that, but it's, you know, the fucking, you know, yellow sign or something.
I thought that we had heard the Father of War referenced a different way, though, from the people of Mosul somehow.
If it is, I'm not sure what you're referencing to.
We may not have. But we had initially spoke with those refugees a time before this, before today.
Correct.
And I thought Jennifer made a humant role that time as well, trying to speak to some, because some, I think there was some lady that was crazy that I talked down.
I think we were trying to get information of other attacks then.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we found out about the river, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But we were talking about, like, the people being flayed, and I had mentioned the Father of War, and the person spoke back another term, I thought, and I can't remember what it is. I may be just hallucinating, too, so...
Okay, so it takes care of Baghdad. You're being assisted by Nadira. You got that phone call, so you know what's going on there. Nope, not that color, please. That color, thank you.
Like, the threat of this just got a lot worse. You guys realize that, right? Because now we don't only have a flesh-eating monster terrorizing its way through Mosul. We may have
a cult.
Yeah.
Potentially. Just nuke this place and let's get the fuck out of here.
It's the only way to be sure.
Jeff tried that once.
By God, I was sure.
You sure as shit don't know what happened next.
Are you talking about when you blew the nuke up in the silo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When else have we gotten to blow up a nuke?
I say, when else have we ever rolled a nuclear engineering roll?
I don't know. That's the only I wasn't time. In. The only reason I knew that happened in that game is because I edited that game.
D100 roll.
100. No, you could listen to the show, Schroeder.
Yeah, well.
Anything else that you assholes want to do?
I think we're tapped out.
Yeah, do we have anybody free that's not doing anything?
Just depends on what you want to do.
Those guys.
These guys?
They're playing in the dirt. Or the bomb rubble.
No, I mean, they would definitely couldn't do
that was
do
a
anything.
Day. Yeah. I mean, this is the next day. They could be back. Is there anything we want them to work on?
I mean, they are our muscle, pretty much. So, I mean, they could always train.
They could train. They could potentially look at the tank attack site.
Could.
That wouldn't be bad.
I believe the tank attack site is in Mosul, right?
No.
I thought it was a bridge outside of Mosul. The one that was, like, down.
I remember right, there wasn't much left in that tank, though.
No, they were shredded on the outside. Or, like, they were shredded inside the tank.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they could always just wash the tank and then drive it away. It's entirely possible it's not there anymore.
I mean, they wouldn't just throw the tank away.
What did you want to do with the... you mentioned the mercenaries.
If we need another strike, we can offer to help fence the statues that we got them as loot. Okay.
You know, make the contacts to actually help them make more money.
Moving on up
to the east side.
Yeah, I guess we can have these two train unless we want to have them check out the tank site.
So that'd be a week.
I'm up for either.
Yeah, I don't really care. Okay. I don't think they'll get anything from the tank site.
Nah, I don't think they'll turn up anything. But
yeah,
the training is not all that beneficial, really. For
well, I don't think it would be a bad thing for them to check out the site, but these guys are not the forensics guys.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to check out. Well, we did get to check out one of the attack sites, but
Landry does forensics, but he's only got it at a 30.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that anybody has it real high.
None of the attacks have been outside Mosul.
Okay.
Oh.
You found body parts in the river.
Rassam's.
If you count Rassam's as an attack site, yes. Correct. None of the other reported attacks were outside Mosul.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's no forensics there.
Just Nasser, it looks like.
I think
like
we had some issues with talking about provinces before.
Maybe.
Some of the confusion.
Yeah,
that's right, province. Because when I searched that name, it was like a separate city.
Yeah.
But it's also a region. Right.
Yeah, everything is in...
It's like a district within Mosul or whatever.
Move on to the 19th then?
Do we want to start them training?
Sure.
Okay, what can they train in?
What do they want to
try? Something useful.
We've been doing a lot of driving.
Yeah, driving, navigating.
Drive would not be bad. They've both got navigate pretty decent.
I mean, they could study maps of the area for goodness sakes.
Military science, air.
It is not, navigate is on the list. So if you want to do navigate.
What about drive?
Drive is not specifically on the list.
Okay.
Because really what you're doing is studying Mosul specific information. So navigate would be studying the maps of Mosul.
Okay. You want to have both of them do that or do you want to split them up?
Are both of their navigates pretty strong?
There's a 52 and a 53.
Yeah. I mean, so I have to set them both. Okay. Try to up that. That way if we have to split party again, we can put a good navigator on each.
That's a good call.
So who begins?
Warner and Captain Dan.
Oh, that's right. He's got a Polish last name, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's interesting. If you think about it, you really haven't gotten any better at driving since like past, 23? I mean, you pretty much drive the same way you did.
No, my driving changed drastically when my kid was born.
Like safer?
Oh, yeah. Significantly so.
Okay, we go to the 19th. Anything you want to do on the 19th?
Who is free on the 19th?
Well, right now, unless you're doing anything else, you've got the Baghdad team are doing things. Warner and Captain Dan are doing things. So that's 5 of your 8 characters.
Right.
Yeah. Al-Rabini's waiting on the NSA to get back with him. These two...
You could have them check out that site.
Well, we were going to have
them. Oh, no. That was inside Mosul. That's correct. Right.
Check out the river.
They were going to... I thought we decided on something else, though.
Oh, I was just saying that she can speak to the Kurds. She might get further with Kurds,
talking to the refugees about the cult followers, possibly.
Yeah.
See if anything's coming through the city, through the vine, about that.
Yeah.
Has Al-Rabini been freed up at all?
After today. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not yet.
So, yeah, we want to go back to the refugees with the specific focus of anyone following an unusual belief. And we can even mention that site.
Oh, Nineveh?
Nineveh, yeah. The Temple of Nineveh.
Or any information about a gunfight that happened in the ruins of Nineveh. Somebody who might have seen something.
Shady people. Of course, Mosul's probably full of shady people right now, but...
Oh, wait, you sent that stuff differently. I wanted to go back and look at the documents that we got from the prologue of this game. Did you send those in Facebook or Discord DMs?
That was the bone box, wasn't it? Or was that?
No, I don't think so.
That's where those documents were on the Discord.
The stuff that was in the packet.
That was our briefing right after it happened.
Or the stuff about the initial raid.
The stuff about the initial raid.
Ah.
Yeah, the initial raid would have been...
I just couldn't remember. Was it Facebook or was it
It was probably
Facebook. Yeah, it was Facebook private messaged.
Because you each had different characters and different knowledge to start. Polling the individuals, you're not hearing anything that makes a lot of sense in terms of that. Who is doing that?
Probably Jennifer again. She's got the best human.
It's Jennifer and who?
Nasser.
Nasser's with her. Yeah, Landry.
Okay. We send each other too much shit, Grady. Oh. I should say you send me too much shit, Grady. It's all just fucking baseball shit and video game shit.
Roll. Go ahead and roll Sigint for Jennifer.
Sigint for Jennifer?
Or Humint?
Sigint.
Huh? She's got 40.
No.
Okay. 87.
Okay. No, they don't find anything. Al-Rabini does end up getting a contact locally.
Okay.
We'll call him Johnston.
Nice.
This is Johnston. My understanding is that you are interested in information in and around Mosul.
Yeah, we are specifically trying to track down information on some unusual attacks that have been happening in the city.
That shit was in Discord. God damn it.
Okay.
Our hopes are to maybe patch into some street cam surveillance, possibly get some eyes on. We do have times and locations for these attacks.
Okay. I don't know necessarily that I can have that I have total access to cameras, but we can definitely take a look. We've got plenty of signals intelligence to dig through.
If video footage is not available, or if we can't patch in, the next best thing would be an eyewitness account of one of the attacks, or possibly even one of the survivors, if we can actually determine that.
What all are you going to send him?
The only thing I planned on sending him was the actual location and times of the attacks.
I guess, are you including Rassam's as an attack?
No, I'm only the Mosul stuff that's happening inside Mosul.
Bureaucracy roll.
It's 50.
85. I should not roll that.
What is your bureaucracy score?
50.
50.
Oh. Yeah. Not really in my wheelhouse right now to look into that, unfortunately. I can try and get back with you. You do not have top priority, and he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So unless you got something for him.
What's he want?
I don't have any idea.
I mean, the NSA's priority will be the coalitions against ISIL. No, I don't.
Well, the Peshmerga are part of the coalition. The Peshmerga and the Iraqi army are what is pushing towards Mosul as we speak.
Backed by U.S. forces.
So didn't the Peshmerga need tech?
They did.
Could a secondary thing be us getting contact with some sort of infrastructure for them?
That'd be Cody's discretion, but I think that's a reach. I have a hard time believing the NSA would willingly share their regional resources.
Yeah, you would have to come up with a good reason why. He just doesn't see it as a priority. A bureaucracy failed role just basically means you don't have priority. You need to pull rank. You got to find it from somebody else. You got to find some lever to push for this guy. Find him access that he doesn't have that would be enticing enough for him to look for you.
Actually, we don't have anything to offer. Don't have anything we can offer.
I'm just sending pictures of blown up Rassam's place. This is what can happen if you give us what we need.
Oh, they know about Rassam's place.
Yeah.
You guys wanting to move along then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, it's two dead ends.
420, just blaze it. Things are continuing. Nothing global happens as far as I'm concerned, unless there's something you want to do with your three characters to play with.
My brain is broke.
Jennifer and Landry will probably go scope out the river then, since they're getting in no valuable intel from the refugees.
Okay.
Just to confirm the body parts floating downriver stuff we've been hearing.
You can confirm reports of that with multiple sources, I think.
The real question is, do the body parts look
flayed?
Flayed? Are they removed with surgical precision?
Yeah. Are they accustomed to what we know?
Do they look like they were just blown up?
So you are continuing to hear stories. For you to get to where the body parts are would put you uncomfortably close to Mosul. You would need to send an asset or use signals intelligence to double check reports.
Gotcha.
It is like just outside Mosul.
Would we be able to use SIGINT from one of our guys?
I know that somebody was tapped into signals intelligence in and around there.
Al Rabini is the SIGINT guy.
Yeah, if you want him to roll SIGINT.
If anybody and any of us are rolling SIGINT, I want it to be him.
Yeah, and you roll it.
Yeah, 52 under 80.
So you probably want to look at your map in Discord, which might be helpful for some of this conversation.
Okay, I am looking at said map. Is this more of the internal machinations of Mosul here?
So the Tigris River runs more or less through the middle of Mosul, running, you know, sort of, would that be northwest, and then it basically takes a right-hand turn, heads straight south, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it flows in that same direction, I believe. So south of Mosul, you can confirm that flayed body parts have been reported. Multiple SIGINT sources report that, so you're believing that to be accurate. It's not just one account. Okay. Several accounts are correlating skinned body parts.
So there's a high chance that that's from like the March 27th attack. What was on that day?
don't know where you're getting the March 27th.
March 27th is the closest location to the river itself. March 27th, seven ISIL fighters were found skinned on the campus of Mosul University. Two vanished, two were injured and transported to the hospital.
So you would know that attacks and disappearances would have been on the east bank of the Tigris River.
Yeah.
Is that not the west bank?
Oh, yeah, that would be.
On the east bank of the Tigris River, the so-called left coast, which is confusing, but I understand what it's saying. All deaths and disappearances occurred at night. The dead were all ages and genders. The disappeared were always young or adult males. And the ruins of Nineveh are also on the east side of Mosul.
Yeah, March 30th.
Yeah, March 30th was Nineveh, right? Yeah. I'm just confused because that's definitely the West Bank.
The body parts, those reports start later.
Oh.
So you would not necessarily correlate that
with these attacks. Gotcha. So these are other potential attacks near the water. Okay.
Well, no one's probably swimming in the Tigris.
Yeah, there are tigers in it.
Dirty water.
But we at the very least have confirmed that they are flayed body parts.
The earliest date that you can find that flayed body parts start to appear is April 12th.
Really?
So literally a week ago, basically.
Do we have confirmation of how far out of Mosul these parts are showing up?
Not very far. It would have been the villages just outside of Mosul.
Okay.
I don't remember if it shows it on that map or not.
I was trying to determine whether or not it was because it took an extended period of time for those parts to get there or not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would take, what, 2 weeks?
It would not take 2 weeks for the Tigris to flow like that. Because you're essentially seeing from the report you got before you started the task force, the attacks stopped before the 1st of April.
Right.
Then 12 days later, 14 days later, you're hearing reports of skinned body parts.
Do we have any idea, based on these reports, like how many parts we're talking? Like, is it two arms and two legs?
You knew that it was multiple bodies.
Yeah.
Like hundreds.
Okay.
But enough to realize that it was multiple people.
Got you.
And not all the pieces can be found.
But the disappearances, you said you did confirm, are all young or adult males.
Correct. Which correlates with the data you already knew, plus confirms through a few other SIGINT sources.
Okay. Thought the attacks stopped for about 2 weeks. It said something about the father of war not liking light. Even the light of the moon might hamper
full moon phase.
Yeah, everything from like quarter moon to quarter moon would be about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good thought. So what does it do during that time? Must have a place.
Some place close to the river.
While our two soldiers are training on navigation and using maps and stuff, maybe it might be pertinent to get them to take a look at some
likely sites along the river.
Well, specifically Mosul itself, like subterranean, anything underground.
Okay. Yeah.
Moon phase for April 1st, 2016 was a waning crescent.
For April 1st? What about the 12th?
The 15th was first quarter.
Did you say it was waxing crescent or waning crescent?
Waning.
Okay.
I like to...
The 12th would be waxing.
So that would be backwards.
Correct.
Huh.
I also feel compelled to point out, if you haven't, just because we were talking about it, if you've never seen the images of Nineveh before and after... Nineveh was a huge archaeological site and was gorgeous. On your map, it shows the Nineveh ruins as a big white blank space.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of a massive like fortress or walled in city with escarpments and bridges and everything that were right there.
Got you.
And one of the first things that they did was bulldoze that shit to the ground. But the Nineveh gates were really, really cool. So Nineveh could be almost a district unto itself.
Got you.
A ruined district.
Interesting.
Because I think it was actually a fortress.
Is this something?
It's like a Babylonian fortress.
Look at this. Specifically with the date reference.
The big one?
Was an ancient Assyrian city.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
The back picks there.
Oh,
that's the gates of Nineveh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, but Nineveh is the 30th.
But like that was just a fraction of the entire site, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah, but that could be what caused the firefight on the next day when everybody found out he was killed.
See the river running past it.
Up, though.
What was the name again?
Yep.
Muhammad Ahmad Shayib.
Shayib sounds familiar for some reason.
Is this something I've given you or something you Googled?
No, something that you've given us.
Oh, okay.
The governor of Nineveh was killed March 29th, the day before the firefight
huh.
in Nineveh.
We're looking at the ISIL chart that you provided.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you.
Because I also was going back and looking up Al Saeed, because he's head of the religious police. And he was the one that was with us at the briefing.
Yeah, the attack on the 29th was at the Al-Wasser district.
The governor of the Nineveh province and Nineveh, the holy site, likely aren't the same thing, if that's the conclusion you're attempting to draw. Nineveh is also... If you Google
now.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm just letting you know. There's probably no correlation. The assassin... there's no correlation to Nineveh province and Nineveh of the ruins, if that's the correlation you're drawing.
Ah, got you.
This is almost the same thing we've been through before, where like when you search Nineveh, it shows like a massive swath of Iraq, and it's like, this is Nineveh. It's a little bit like St. Mary's for Catholic churches. They're fucking everywhere.
We've had a lot of that. This
No, they're not fucking anywhere.
Yeah. The Nineveh province is 37,000 square miles or square kilometers and 2.5 million people.
Yeah, so I wouldn't draw the connection to the Nineveh ruins specifically.
So did he just die on the 29th as a coincidence?
Actually, Mosul is in that province.
Correct, it is. The governor of the Nineveh, not saying that it's not, I don't want to dissuade you that it is not correlated. It's just if you're correlated, the fact that the attack on the 30th and the governor died on the 29th.
No, it's okay. Just on that org chart, he was the only death reported, and it specifically said the 29th.
Correct.
And I didn't see that before when I looked at that chart, so I wanted to make sure we weren't missing a vital fact.
But the governor of Nineveh province, it would be like, again, that's Nineveh province is like a state, you know what I mean? A county, a larger geographical area of which Mosul is a part.
Yeah. That one.
And that's where we've gotten in trouble before, is it says Nineveh province, and sometimes it's not utterly descriptive where in Nineveh province.
Do you need anything on the 20th, or do you want to move to the 21st?
Do you want to jump a week to your training roles? It wouldn't be a week at this point. It'd be 5 days, but...
Are we okay with jumping 5 days?
I'm good with that.
I mean, we gave it a hell of a shot, yeah. So I'm good with jumping now.
Okay. We will jump forward 5 days. A couple of things then we'll do. Let's do the training rolls first.
Okay.
You want to pass or fail? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Why would you fail a training roll?
Because in Delta Green, you learn through failure. Just like whatever skills you've checked or you've missed make sure you've checked them.
oh yeah. Hey, Albertini failed bureaucracy. Yes. I know that one.
Make a skill roll, Jeff.
Sigint on
fail.
Jennifer.
Yep. On Warner.
Okay.
This is navigate, right?
Correct.
Crit fail on.
Ooh, you train real good.
Yeah. on Captain it. Dan.
I will get plus one permanent bonus for both of them. So the skill goes up by one for both.
Oh, so you want to pass?
When I passed with Hastings, I think it was, I got a bonus. Or no, it was with... It was with Warner.
I'm not done yet. So both skills go up by one permanently.
Jeff wants his due.
Yeah.
Where the hell is it? Permanent plus one on both.
Correct. And you get a plus 4% bonus in Mosul.
Okay. When I cannot remember what the four circle M means, it's the plus 4% in Mosul.
What?
I'm writing down next to navigate four with M with a circle around it. That means I get a plus 4 bonus.
So just in Mosul. Write that information in the free space for motivations and mental disorders.
Shut up, Schroeder. I like shorthand.
Well, if we have to remember your shorthand for you, you can fuck off, old man.
I don't understand your shorthand, and you're trying to explain it to me right now. I don't think I'm going to remember it in next week or the week after that.
Or when you're in Mosul, ever.
That's fine. You earned it. It's yours.
I have that on human and on navigate.
Somebody roll me a D6. Somebody roll me another D6. Okay. Three and four.
Yep. Ooh. These are random information dumps. Let's be ready to write notes.
So the team in Baghdad are able to get some preliminary study notes done. It's still going to take them a significant amount of time to decipher Winds Unknown to Adad, the Rassam version. But they've been at it for a week, and so they get some fragments of information. So they're able to put together a fragmented myth that on the slopes of Mount Arteni, which is in modern day Armenia, a struggling tribe found a mountain spirit, demon, or god, which is identified in Akkadian as Sagasu.
That's the name.
Is it?
That's the name.
That would be Romanized as Shagash, the god of slaughter.
Okay, that name sounds familiar to me too.
Worshippers called Shagas Abim Anuntum, which translates to the father of war.
Say that name again.
Abim, A-B-I-M, Anuntum, A-N-U-N-T-U-M.
Did you hear me though, Jeff? You're thinking Shagath, which is like a monstrous creature.
Yeah, I know what a Shagath is.
It's a vacuum cleaner. It's a very scary vacuum cleaner.
It is.
You also find out that a cult dedicated to Shagash, the father of war, vanished around 1000 BCE. One of the myths describes the fall in detail. A rebellious priest sealed the father of war in the throne of blood using something called Darum Aksum, a shackle or bandage used to bind gods, immortals, or ancient things. The priest then put the amphora in a stone chamber where a bronze roof could be pulled back to let in the light of day. By night, slaves were sacrificed to Shagash. By day, the priest attempted to command his god. Every effort failed. Fearing vengeance, he buried the throne of blood deep in the desert. It is presumed at this, after this period, you presume that the father of war was all but forgotten. You would know that the priest kings of Assyria reduced the temples of Shagash to rubble and exterminated the cult of Shagash.
Okay, could you repeat the part about followers were sacrificed?
Yes, by night, slaves were sacrificed to Shagash.
By night, slaves were sacrificed.
And by day, the priest attempted to command his god.
Yeah, and four was made of bronze, so it reflected light.
So essentially, it sounds as if the priest put it in a stone chamber with a removable roof. Yep. And that he sacrificed slaves at night
to keep it appeased
and attempted to bind or command the god by day. When that didn't happen, he fucked off and buried it in the desert.
The Darum Aqul. That is very interesting.
That's a term we need to research.
So we will start back next time on the 26th of April. I don't know if there's any discussion that you guys want to have with what you've now learned. But I feel like that was a nice 9 days of investigation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Investigation.
I also want to research the cult of Shagash more.
Field analyst. They know exactly what's coming right before it gets them.
That sounds just about right.
But yeah, you've made some preliminary study, but it's still weeks.
Yep, still weeks to go.
Well, we've done a whole fuck ton in the first 2 weeks. Now we're going to have to sit and figure out other shit.
And some of it just takes time. Alrighty. I do think you had a number of really, really good ideas this evening. You didn't enact all of them. Some of them you said and then pissed off past, but I think they were overall good ideas. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. What it is, I don't want to see tomorrow.